Hello, I'm JoJo Burnaby Atkins. I work at the City of London Corporation. I manage filming locations in the city, on all the streets, on the bridges, and in some of the corporation's private properties, such as Guildhall, Mansion House, and car parks and office spaces, to name just a few examples. Filming in the city in the old days used to be restricted mainly to the weekends, because that's when the city was always very quiet and very much a business area. The city's changed greatly over the last few years, and now there are hotels, residential blocks, shopping centres, and an awful lot of activity that goes on during the week. So the nature of filming has changed considerably. We have a great deal of filming. We are generally just behind Westminster in the number of film shoots that go on here, which, considering the size of the city, is quite remarkable. There are some wonderful streets and locations in the city that can double for other cities in the world. We've had New York, Singapore, Malaysia, Tokyo. We've had periods from Charles Dickens, Sherlock Holmes, Shakespeare, to the very, very modern. The wonderful range of architecture from places like St. Bartholomew the Great Church, which is always in demand with big productions, to the new buildings such as the Gherkin and the Cheese Grater. The modern streets such as Bishopsgate with its wonderful glass exteriors and the old cobbled alleyways. The city has everything to offer filmmakers, and for that reason it's extremely popular here. We also have our own police force in the City of London who police the shoots, any major shoots that go on here. At the weekends, we tend to get all the big productions that are coming to London will come into the city at some point in general. This is because the city is much quieter at weekends than perhaps other areas in London are. Whilst we have a lot of residents, we also have some areas that are just office space. And these work beautifully for late night shoots and for large scale stunts, special effects, car crashes, murders, guns, robberies, you name it. All sorts of excitements go on in the city at weekends that many of us living in London have no idea is happening. The ups and downs of filming, it's the nature of the beast is that it's very susceptible to change. It's an artistic endeavour. My role is to work on the logistics. So a location manager will come to me and my colleagues and come with a request for something that they would like to do, and this may be a particular street, a particular time, particular equipment, but that can change the moment the artistic director or the cameraman or the lighting man eventually makes his way over from New York on his aeroplane and looks at it and says, no, change everything, we want to be over there, which can sometimes be quite last minute, and we then have to, our work is really to go in and try and turn that round quite often very quickly with the help of other departments in the City of London. Some of the highlights that we've had, they tend to be the big feature films. We do obviously get a wide range of filming. We have commercials, we have television dramas, documentaries, still shoots. We deal with still shoots as well. But obviously the highlights tend to be the big projects, which are great fun to be involved with because they tend to be much bigger, much more involved. And you work on them over a period of weeks or months, and it's camaraderie develops between everyone. The highlights for me, I can name the biggest highlight immediately, and that was meeting Clint Eastwood. I don't often go down to film shoots, and of course, the fact they happen at the weekends and we have police here to police them. I tend to be out of the city at weekends, but that was one I made an exception for, to meet the living legend himself. James Bond, everyone in London loves it when James Bond comes into film. We love it. We also can get a little stressed over it because it's usually quite big asks, but everyone's sort of very much behind the whole principle of James Bond and our British spy who looks after us all. Otherwise, really, the highs are being given a big ask to do and being able to turn it round. The lows are obviously when things go wrong. We do have a business community here. We have residents here, and our role is very much to try and protect those from the effects of filming. It can have a huge impact, and that's why we try and keep the big stuff to the weekends. And try and reduce the impact and minimise it as far as we possibly can. If it's too much, sometimes we do have to turn shoots away, which is often sad, but has to be done.